This is the Janine Betts Show. I invite you to join me on a journey where I help 100 women earn an income online. If you are stuck in corporate America and you're trying to figure out how you can fire your boss, then I invite you on this podcast where I will reveal the strategies on how you can create passive income and create a real legacy.
Hello, my friend.
Hi, how are you doing? It's so good to see you.
You too. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I had these grand intentions of, you know, getting up, doing my hair today so I could look good for this interview, and mom life at its finest. First day of school for my oldest. And of course, I was running out the door, like running to the school. I'm like, well, this is the joy of being a mompreneur.
Oh, that's too funny. So for those of you who don't know Lindsay Sewell, just a little bit of background on her. She has a website too. You can go and I'll link it below in the comments afterwards, to lindsaysewell.com. But really, if you want to understand how to get more leads, how to get more customers and build your downline, then Lindsay Sewell is your lady. She has a master's of science. She is one of the 40 contestants who actually made the cut on Play to Win reality TV series with Ray Higdon. She is a mom of two girls. She is a wife. She lives in Chicago and she's married to a Canadian, so she gets points in my book for that. So today we're going to talk about Lindsay's story, you know, how you really catapulted to success this year. But let's go back first. Talk to me about how you got started in network marketing.
Sure. Well, thank you for that lovely introduction. And yes, my husband is Canadian. I will tell you, just to get started, my master's degree had nothing to do with any level of success in network marketing, which is funny because, you know, there's some people who feel intimidated by this profession and they think, well, I don't have the skills, I don't have the experience. And let me tell you, it didn't help me at all. I came into it pretty much by accident. I got invited to a party and I liked the products. And so before you knew it, there was a kit on my door and I was selling it. And I did not know anything about sales. I didn't really know anything about marketing, especially like attraction marketing or online marketing. And so I was just spamming people left and right. And I would say that had a lot to do with some of my early failures in network marketing prior to this year.
I hear you. So when it came to network marketing, you know, you said you fell into it accidentally. At what point did you start to believe or feel like this is what I want to do? This is for me.
Yeah, so I was probably in it for about a year and I saw the potential because I saw other people who were having success. And I saw the potential to really create this income, like a full-time income from home. And to really do it, you could have a passive income as well. You weren't having to go to the office every day and punch in the time clock to get paid. These people were taking vacations. They were home playing with their kids and they were still building this business. And I thought, okay, I need to figure out what they're doing that I wasn't doing. In order to create what they had created.
So can you, you know, you talk about how you got into network marketing. Can you talk about how the first little bit started? Like, did you have success right away? What did that look like?
No. So, like I said, I had two failed companies and I think really what it was a combination of a couple of things. I didn't know what I was doing when I got in. I didn't have leaders that really understood marketing. And so they were saying, hey, just go share your link. And there's 2 billion people on Facebook, somebody's going to buy. And what I realized was, when I finally did create success, it really started in January of this year. And it was a combination of things. I had spent time trying to get my head around actually investing in training and understanding attraction marketing and how to attract people to me so that I wouldn't have to just go prospect for my whole life. And also finding a company that I really aligned with, because my first two businesses just really didn't, they weren't me. And so if you're out there and you're like, I'm trying to sell something and I don't really feel aligned with it. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with me. Like, if you're selling travel, but you're like a homebody and you hate to travel, probably not a good fit. So I found a product that I could align with that made sense with my lifestyle and that was simple for other people to use. I didn't want something that was going to be complicated that would have to take a lot of explanation. So I wanted something that people would try and they would see an impact and it would be very easy for them to use and incorporate into their life so they would keep coming back for more. And then I also really wanted a strong team culture and leadership. And I think that that's so important because you need people, if you don't know, if you haven't been in network marketing before, you need people who have gotten the results that you want and done the things that you want to do and gone the places you want to go to guide you and show you exactly what steps they took to get there. And then the last thing was, and I know Janine will like this because she's all about automation. I wanted systems and processes that were already in place that I could plug people into. Did not want to have to reinvent the wheel. I did not want to have to learn, you know, the history and genealogy of the founders of the company before I could ever get out there and sell the products. I wanted to be able to plug people in and say, hey, all you do is this. And that was it. And have them have an onboarding process that was automated and things like that. And so when all of those things converged, I really started to take off and see that success.
That's awesome. So many elements there. First of all, just out of curiosity with attraction marketing, you mentioned that January was really when things started to gain massive momentum. How long before that were you building your attraction marketing strategy?
Yeah, so probably for a good 7 or 8 months, I had been working behind the scenes and doing things that didn't actually appear like they were doing anything at all. I was doing the Facebook Lives. I was offering value. I was reaching out to people. And what I didn't know at the time was that I was actually planting a lot of seeds. And so oftentimes in this industry, I think what we see is people give up right before they hit momentum. And I just read a book. If you haven't read this, I would highly suggest that you do. It's called The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. And it goes through how small changes and small things that you do over time lead up to these massive results in the end. And so what I see often in network marketing is that people get in and they are like, oh, I worked my behind off for 30 days and I didn't get the results. And they don't know how close they actually are to having that breakthrough. And so they give up. And so I was doing all of that and I was doing the Facebook Lives and I was creating my lead magnets again, because I love automation. And I was sending out emails to my list, and all the while that was warming those people up and it was planting those seeds so that when the kind of the perfect storm of what I said before with the product and the culture and the systems all came together, all of those people were ready. Which was great. And if I had stopped, none of it would have happened.
Yeah. You mentioned something very interesting, especially in network marketing. I don't find any network marketers are taught to build a list. Can you talk about why that's important for your business?
Yeah, I really believe in leverage. So that is, I mean, network marketing, that is kind of at its core, is leveraging other people's efforts to build that passive income, right? You work really, really hard in the beginning and you don't make a lot. Like, you may reach out to 387 people and get one sign up in the beginning and it's like, oh, I earned $5, right?
It's an interesting number.
I just made that up. But, you know, I've heard of people who've like, I've talked to 400 people before I got my first yes. And yeah. And they go on to be $1 million a year earners. And so what I think is network marketing has that built-in leverage. And so I always was looking for ways to have leverage. And so like a lead magnet, having something people wanted that would help them in exchange for giving me their email. And then being able to communicate one person, me writing my letter, to many but it goes out individually to each of those people, right? At the other end, you have to remember that it's always a person that you're talking to. And so being able to build that list of all of these individual people and humans who may not be ready right now, mm-hmm. and you don't really know when they're going to be ready. And if you had to go back and talk to them, each of them, every week, every month, that would be very, very time consuming. But when you have that email list, you build in that leverage, and you also have the, you own it. So it's one of the two things that you actually own online, your blog and your email list, or your website and your email list. So if my social media account gets shut down tomorrow, I still have this wonderful list of people that I can speak to, and I can offer them things that can help solve their problems.
I love it. It's a fan, like goosebumps just from the automation strategy. I love it. And I can, ladies, I can speak to this. My Instagram account was shut down. So what Lindsay is telling you right now is absolutely imperative. Like I'm starting over from scratch, right? It's fine. you talk a lot about, like, every time I see you on social media, you're really upbeat and positive and happy. And even like the energy I get in this interview, you've got lots of positive energy. Like was mindset or attitude, whatever you want to call it, was that ever a challenge?
I would say that I wasn't always this person. So I have had a pretty positive outlook on life, but I also really felt like things were happening to me before in my life, and plugging into working on my mindset every day. I do it every single day. So I am either doing meditation, or I am reading, or I'm doing visualization or affirmations. I like to kind of mix it up because I got a little bit of ADHD and I get bored if I do the same thing every day. But really focusing on doing that to set the intention for the day and to set myself up, because it's a challenging business. It is a simple model, but it is not easy by any stretch of the imagination. People don't want to hear no. And you're going to hear a lot of no because, you know, in reality, 90% of the people out there aren't probably going to need what you have to offer. And that's okay, because you really only need that 10% to create a massive, massive income and impact those people and have them find their 10%. So you don't need all the people, but hearing no can definitely weigh on you if you're not consistently focusing on working on that mindset. And then just coming from a place of reducing my expectations for other people allows me not to ever feel disappointed. So if I don't have an expectation that somebody's going to join my business, and I'm focusing on what I have to offer to serve them and help them, and looking for the next person, I don't feel disappointed, right? It's I'm not hurt by the no's. And so it allows me to keep this positive attitude and really come from that place of gratitude for what, you know, for what we do have. Because I mean, if you're on Facebook right now, chances are you've got a lot to be thankful for.
You must say no to your girls a lot. They're going to get used to it now as they grow up. Oh, that's too funny. I really like your intention of starting out the day in a positive mindset. Are there any resources? You mentioned meditation, affirmations, and then reading. What would be your top resource that people in the group could take advantage of?
That I offer, or just something that I've
that
read
you offer, that I really... or that you've read, or that you recommend? Yeah.
Well, one of the turning points for me was really seeing Hal Elrod on stage at a network at just a marketing event last year, not network marketing. And buying his book, The Miracle Morning. It was very powerful. I found that I have implemented a lot of the things in that book that have really transformed how I see the world and how I show up and how I set the intention for the day. And so easy, quick, easy read that people can go ahead and grab if they're looking for mindset work. I am going to be doing a coaching program that's coming out in September, where we will be tackling some of that deep mental stuff that holds you back. There'll be some pretty intense and bold group coaching inside of there. So it'll be a small group of people, because I really do want people to be able to be vulnerable and to get through and break through some of those challenging things that are just keeping them stuck. I don't want to see people stuck with that mental garbage that we carry around.
That's so interesting that you, you know, you're a positive, upbeat person, and attitude's never been a challenge. And I love how you're able to teach people how to get out of that themselves, because like you said, at the end of the day, 90% of this business is all about our attitude and our mindset. It's very little actually strategy and execution. So can you share, what is your vision for your business and your future? I've never heard it and I would love to hear it.
Awesome. Well, I just tapped into a little bit of it. I'm just getting started in my network marketing business. So we are 8 months in, our team is 8 months in. It's growing. I am super excited about that. It's a wonderful opportunity for me to offer other women and moms. That's usually who I attract and who I focus on, because that was my big motivation. Was I felt like I was leaving my kids and abandoning my kids to travel. And it broke my heart. And I wanted to be able to do something meaningful from home. So that is really the kind of people that I attract towards me in general. And so I love having that opportunity where I can say, here, this is basically a business that you can plug yourself into. And so we're just getting started. The team is growing leaps and bounds, and I'm so excited to see what people, what success they're having. There's like all these people earning cars. It's crazy. But also, in addition to that, I had people coming to me who were in other companies, and they said, I really want to work with you, but I love what I'm doing, and I don't want to leave my company. And I don't want to break up happy marriages. that's not my role in life. And so that's why I decided to launch this group coaching. And there is a little bit of tactical strategy stuff in there, because like you said, people need that as well. And sometimes people don't know where to get started there. But I really wanted to be able to help other people who might not want to join my company, but still are having things that are holding them back. Because I believe there's enough room for all of us to be abundant. And I want to see everyone create that success in their own business. So really, I see my business as going in two parts, as being able to help my team and to continue on that path and to build that. And then also to be able to do the coaching where I can really impact, it'll be small, but really impact as well that small group of people who are looking for that.
That's awesome. What a noble cause. I really like what you want to do and how you're going to help people.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege to know you, my friend. It's only been a year basically since we met online. So it's been a lot of fun to watch your journey as well.
On Instagram.
Yes, that too. That's true. Yeah, you're right. So Lindsay, thank you so much for joining in. And ladies, if you enjoyed this Facebook Live, make sure to tell your friends about Automate Your Way to Freedom. Be sure to go to lindsaysewell.com. I will put the link below in the comments. If you want to reach out, maybe, I don't know if there are any spots left in Lindsay's coaching program in the fall. But Lindsay is all about value. She delivers webinars and has a lot of extra goodies for you to be really successful in your business. So thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me. It was good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it and want to learn more strategies on how to do affiliate marketing or network marketing, really how to build passive income online, then join my free Facebook group, Fire Your Boss with Janine Betts. I will see you there.